Hello, everyone, and welcome to the call. Tonight we have a very special expert guest in the field of health and nutrition, Dr. Ursula Mack, who possesses a doctoral degree in naturopathic medicine and is also board certified and is a recognized expert in the field of natural health. Ursula is also trained in classical homeopathy and is a certified and registered hypnotherapist. Dr. Mack has been in clinical practice since 1996, is well-published in the field that she practices in, and has a wealth of experience ranging from being a trainer for Anthony Robbins, and that's impressive, as well as creating stress reduction manuals. Her non-invasive approach to natural treatment has really changed a lot of lives of her clients. And for the last 27 years that she's been practicing in the medical field includes an intuitive approach, which allows her to integrate her spiritual principles and holistic practice with natural health. So welcome to the call, Dr. Mack.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. You pretty much gave my background. There isn't much for me to say anymore. I really appreciate that wonderful introduction. All of you who do not, I want to welcome you all to this call. I'm very excited to be sharing this information with you. And for those who don't know what naturopathic medicine is, basically it is natural, means natural, and apathy means the study of natural medicine. And just like any other doctor, we do go through 4 years of medical school, just like any other doctor, but we specialize in things such as acupuncture, massage therapy, hormone replacement therapy, natural pharmacology, and so on and so forth. And what homeopathy is they take the essence from the plant, such as, let's say, echinacea. Everybody knows what echinacea is. And they put it, the energetic component, they take it out of it and put it in little pellets. And what it does is awakens the divine or the intelligence within the body to help it heal. So I thought I would give a little background. I'm also going to put a little disclaimer in here that the information that I'll be sharing with you today will be for your educational and informational purposes only. If you have any serious health problems, it is always greatly advised to see a medical doctor, such as even though we're talking about colon health and how it is to help increase your energy, if you ever have any doubt about anything, it is important that you do see your medical practitioner. I just thought I would mention that.
That's great.
Okay, what makes me pretty different than any other practitioner, as Paul has mentioned, is the fact that because of all the 27 years of experience, as Paul has mentioned, in the medical field, I also have training in natural medicine. So I'm able to blend the two subjects together. So I thought I would mention that.
All right.
Another item I'd like to mention also is pretty much most of us these days have lack a lot of energy. We're tired all the time. We drag ourselves out of bed in the morning. We have our cup of coffee and we get ourselves to work. We don't necessarily eat healthy. We grab a donut or a bagel, and we don't take the necessary time in order to feed ourselves properly. Well, you figure after doing that after 20 or 30 years, we start accumulating sludge in our colon. So what that would be like is if you never cleaned out the pipes in your house. And so the water starts backing up and you get a very slow. If you notice, you just don't have the kind of pressure coming out of your faucet like you would have had before. So part of colon cleansing is to basically clean out the pipe. And the way you can do that is, as you know, lifestyle and diet is very important. And we all talk about fiber, high fiber diet. High fiber, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, things that are whole grains, things that have substance to it. And when you eat a high fiber diet, it works like a scrubbing brush, and it goes deep into the crevices of the colon and actually scrubs the colon out. And that's really important why why fiber is so important. Also, another reason why we don't have enough energy is because as we get older, and usually after the age of 35, we lose the ability to digest our food properly. So what happens, instead of it breaking down properly and going into the colon, and the colon is responsible for absorbing all the broken down food, if that's all plugged up with yuck, there's no way for it to get into the bloodstream and to nourish our bodies properly. So as a result, we always feel hungry and we don't feel like we're getting enough to eat, so we grab the junk food, keep giving us that necessary energy. So also, considering that we live in a high-tech society, we are constantly exposed to chemicals such as pesticides, petroleum byproducts, our carpeting has formaldehyde in it, and all those things are taken into our bodies, and we never are given the ability to to release that out of our body, usually unless you do a good sweat or you do a good fasting or you do something to help eliminate those toxins. So the next question is, how do you get rid of those toxins? What are some of the symptoms that you get? Some of the symptoms of toxicity is gassiness and bloating and fatigue, irregular bowel movements, diarrhea, chronic skin rashes, chronic colds and flu. And that usually means that pretty much your body, you can see your body sort of backing up. So toxins are not being eliminated properly from the body. And as a naturopath, the first thing we are trained is that the colon is the basis of good health. If your plumbing is plugged up and you're not eliminating toxins properly, then you are pretty much setting yourself up for chronic illnesses and diseases. For example, a lot of people suffer from sinus infection. Basically, they think it's a problem with the sinus, but really it is not. What it is, there's a portion of the colon, and if those of you who are familiar with acupuncture or reflexology, our body represents itself in our hands, in the bottom of our feet, and also in our colon. For example, there's a part of the colon that represents the sinus area. So if there's yuck kind of stuck in that area and things are not moving through, then you are actually putting pressure on that nerve. And that nerve sends a message to your body, and it's giving you a sinus infection. So really, when you think about a sinus infection, we're thinking it's a sinus problem when really it's a colon problem. And that's the same for allergies or any other chronic illnesses, is that the colon is pretty much backed up.
Wow, Dr. Mack, that's amazing information. So you're telling me if I develop chronic sinus infections after a certain age, then that's really a side effect of having a colon that may be coated with undigested food or toxins or kind of like plaque on your teeth, right?
Right, that's correct. You can look at it in a way of having a swamp, okay?
Wow.
Your body has become a swamp. And, of course, if you live in a dirty body, it invites dirty things to live in it, such as bacteria, parasites, yeast infections. And any of those people who have been on chronic antibiotics know that to be a fact. And those are the people that are always having chronic yeast infections or chronic sinus infections, because they pretty much have destroyed the natural bacteria in our colon that is necessary in order to digest your food properly.
Wow. Okay.
So a lot of people don't realize that.
So what are some
so
other, What are some other side effects that people should be on, our callers should be on the lookout for to give an indication that that process?
Well, a lot of things would be variation in bowel movement. For example, a lot of us are pretty more constipated than we realize. For example, when you think about we eat three or more meals a day, we should be having at least three bowel movements a day. So the fact that we don't have that, we're wondering, well, where does it all go? So, I mean, a good example that's been told over and over again is John Wayne. He was known for his big gut.
Right.
And when they did the autopsy on him, they found out it was over 60 pounds of fecal matter.
60
that was undigested, that was left in his colon. So, I mean, that's kind of scary.
That's a really amazing story.
And if you think, another thing you want to think about also is, for example, you know, cancer. Cancer cannot live in a clean environment. It only lives in a dirty environment. So if we're setting our body up as a toxic waste dump, well, we're just inviting cancer to come right in. And again, cancer doesn't develop overnight. It develops over 10, 15, 20 years. And so, I mean, that would give us an incentive, too. Also, inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, arthritis, joints, all the fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, those people, what's happening with them is, not only, usually those people also have digestive problems, which they're not able to digest their food, and they develop what's called irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
And what irritable bowel syndrome is, basically, is the fine lining of the colon has become cracked. So instead of the toxins being eliminated through the bowel or the stool, it is now seeping through the colon and getting back into your bloodstream. And pretty much you are auto-toxifying yourself. You're pretty much, making yourself toxic every time you eat something. So, I mean, this doesn't usually happen overnight. A lot of other things could be brain fatigue, memory loss, allergies, asthma, just about any illness that you can think of, and they have finally accepted the fact that all illnesses start out as an inflammation in the body. So your body is reacting to something. And also, especially autoimmune diseases, because 3 to 4 feet of the colon is all lymphatics. And if you all know that if your colon is lymphatics there, so anything that you ingest goes right into the bloodstream when you're setting up in an allergic or immune reaction. That was a really good question. So the next question would be, what would happen, as I mentioned, I talked a little bit about what would happen if you don't change your diet. I talked a little bit about the chronic illnesses, how cancer gets set up, about irritable bowel syndrome. And having had worked in the hospital for many, many years, I was given the opportunity to actually go up to the CAT scan room. And in the CAT scan room, you would see, you know, the liver. Everybody knows what a CAT scan is. That's the tube that you scan your whole body. We would see a lot, and I would actually go in, and the doctor would sample the liver, and I would look under the microscope, and I would tell the doctor if there was sufficient a number of cells there in order to make the diagnosis. And, of course, if I told him that there was a sufficient a number of cells there, I already knew whether it was cancer or not because I could see the changes. So a lot of people go through their life just feeling tired, and then the doctor happened to order a bunch of tests, and their liver is just riddled with cancer. And the reason that is because the liver is like the filter in the swimming pool. and so is the kidney, where it filters out all the poisons and the toxins in the body. And if we don't keep our bodies clean, particularly our colon, and there is no other place to eliminate the toxins, then it starts dumping it into the lymphatic system, into the liver, into all the different organs of the body, the brain. The body is very intelligent. It tries to get rid of the toxins as quickly as it can. And if it can't, then it starts setting up little cesspools in the body, and that's where cancer begins to develop.
Well, that's great information. So the question that comes to my mind is, you mentioned that a healthy diet is one of the first steps that we can take to reverse this process. So what is a typical healthy diet, and how do we go about planning meals, and do we change the frequency that we consume our meals? And can you tell us a little bit more about that process?
Okay, that's a good question. Basically, we all hear all the time, high fiber. You want things natural as you possibly can. You don't want anything that's refined. Excuse me, like refined sugar. Natural sugar is brown. You could get what's called raw sugar. And sugar, they give it a bad rap. But really, it's not that sugar is bad. It's what they do to it. They take out all the natural nutrients that come in sugar. Anything that's white or bleached, you want to stay away from that. You want to stay with, there's a lot of bread now that has very high grains in it, assuming that you're not allergic to wheat. That's another thing. People develop allergies to different things like wheat because their body has an immune reaction in the colon. Some particularly could be hereditary. It could be many factors where they have an allergic reaction. Fruits, you want to keep the peels on the apples. Again, blueberries, anything that is very high in fiber and, the natural nutrients that come in fruits and vegetables that give you high antioxidant value. And basically, they say you should be eating smaller meals. Your biggest meal should be at breakfast. Then you should have a snack between breakfast and lunch, a piece of fruit or yogurt or something like that. And then you have a decent lunch. Again, a whole grain wheat. If you like, the women tend to like those wraps, spinach wraps. They get that wonderful flavored wrap, a high wheat, multi-grain bread, if you're going to have that, a salad for lunch. In the afternoon, you get like a piece of turkey for protein. The thing is you want to keep the blood sugar up. And then between lunch and dinner, you want to have another snack. And at night, if you need a snack before you go to sleep also. To eat a little snack then. And it's easier on the digestive system when you eat smaller meals rather than three big meals a day.
Right. And what about fluids, fluid consumption?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Fluids. People do not drink enough water. Coffee is not water. Tea is not water. Soda is not water. Pure water. You want to be, the general formula is you take your weight, you divide that by half. For example, if you weigh 150 pounds, you divide that in half, it's 75. And you divide that by 8 is, 10? Let me do the math for me there. That would be the number of glasses of water you would drink a day.
So it would be about 9 glasses of water then.
9, thank you. 9 glasses of water. And you can add a little lime juice, a little lemon juice.
Now, is that like an 8-ounce, an 8-ounce serving, or is that?
8-ounce, yes. The glasses are said to be an 8-ounce.
Right, so that's the
8. And one thing about lemon juice also, if you are constipated and you have trouble going to the bathroom, just take a glass of warm water in the morning when you wake up and put some lemon juice in it. I will guarantee you will go. Also, olive oil and a lemon juice will help you. But a lot of us are constipated and we don't even know it. So, again, colon health is really in juicing. I have a wonderful recipe for juicing that if you go to my website and the call to action button at www.swfnaturalhealingcenter.com, if you go to the article section, I do have the recipe how to juice. And the benefits of juicing, again, is you get all the fiber. For example, my recipe is 2 to 3 carrots, a quarter of a beet, an apple, and parsley, and cucumber. And that gives you your fiber, the carrots, and your vitamin A. The apple gives you the fiber and the pectin, which helps give you, you know, movement. The beet is to stimulate the liver and the gallbladder to produce bile. And the parsley and the cucumber helps cool down the body. So, you know, we always tend to overheat from excessive inflammations and toxins in the body. And then you can juice as many times as you can a day. It'll really help move things along. And also, I've heard people actually lose weight by just juicing on top of their regular meal.
Right. Well, that's great information. So for our callers' information, so we focus and we change our diet. And how long does it actually take if we were very dedicated and with the changing of the diet and our fluids and our general health and exercise more, let's say, how long would it take to actually to cleanse your colon with that process?
Well, that's a good question, and that's the same kind of question I get from clients who come see me. I have been sick, you know, 20 years. How long will it take me to get well? Well, there's so many factors involved that it depends on your lifestyle, depends on your energy level, depends on your genetics. But I would say probably within the first 6 weeks you start seeing some growth. Some people will notice it within the first week, but I'd say after 90 days, you pretty much will notice a major change. You'll be feeling better. You'll have more energy. You'll have mental clarity. You will have many different changes. If you happen to have allergies or if you happen to have acne, you know, you may begin to break out. You will think, oh, no, this is bad, but you may break out, which is a good thing because all those toxins you've been keeping in your body are starting to come out. And that's why natural living is so important because you are taking, if you do not take those toxins out, they will eventually develop into some kind of long-term illness. And that's what traditional medicine does. Is they suppress the symptoms and not pay attention to the symptoms and get to the underlying cause.
Right. What about different types of food? Like you hear a lot in the news about dairy products and gluten allergies and things of that nature. Does that have anything to do with the inability to digest those products, or is that just an allergic type reaction?
Well, again, if you take the products directly from the farm, I mean, I had the opportunity to live on a farm when I was 14 years old, and the milk came directly from the cow, and they didn't pasteurize it or anything. And I have to tell you, the cream that came off the top of that milk and the butter was the most incredible thing I've ever tasted in my life. Due to the process that we have here in the United States, and I'm not sure about other countries, once you boil something over, I think, 212 degrees, you're killing all the natural bacteria and that are necessary for your health. Now, some people are allergic to dairy, and I think that's because they inherited that from their parents or also because of the high antibiotics that they're so willing to give people. People develop certain allergies to it.
All right, that's great information. So besides diet, what else can we do to to clean our pipes out and get back to healthy living?
Well, there's products called colon cleanses, which if you go to my website, www.southwestfloridanaturalhealingcenter.com, that would be on your event page. You can click on that to and put send me a little note to say you're interested in a colon cleanse product. But again, just if you don't want to do that, just very high diet fruits and vegetables, and a very high fiber diet. Lots of water, exercise. There are even exercises you can do to stimulate the colon. For example, there's you could take a slant board and slant yourself and do sit-ups that way. That's always a good way to stimulate the colon. There's so many tricks out there to get things moving. And also, if you are one of those people who do need some extra help, you can request. And any of those who do sign up on my website with the action button, they will get a half-hour free consultation with me if they would really like some more information how to clean up their diet and how to clean their colon out.
All right, let me just, for the caller's benefit, we're about half past the hour. Let me just give you that link again. That's www.swf for Southwest Florida, I believe.
Yes.
SWFNaturalHealingCenter.com. Again, that's www.s as in Sarah or South, WSF for Florida, NaturalHealingCenter.com.
There's a link on your events page that you can click on to go there, and there's also a link on the blog if you want to keep up with the latest articles and information. And then if you do sign up on my webpage and today, you will get a free one-half-hour consultation. So that's my special bonus for signing up onto my list. And as a result of that, you will be getting regular articles on health and nutrition. I will let you know if there's any more teleseminars that I am doing. And, you know, I'll keep you into the loop on what's going on. So is there any other questions that you think that the audience might want to know?
Well, if you'll just take a second and check the webcast question input page, we'll see if anybody on the webcast has any questions. But just from a standpoint, from a healthy living, because this is great information to know, I'm sitting reading all of your symptoms and on your website, so I'm just wondering how many of these actual symptoms are due to, you know, the inability to digest as well as all the toxins in our body, because basically everything we eat has something in it that's processed that could be considered non-natural and a toxin, I'm assuming.
That's true. And an organic, and I know more regular stores, I don't know how it is other part of the country, but I know the big store here in Florida, Publix, and a lot of the big stores now have organic. And there's still a big debate, is organic really different? Well, I would think if you were eating something that didn't have pesticides in it, that definitely would make a difference in your diet. The one thing about doing just eating the fiber and doing the high diet, and that's usually not enough to get the pesticides. They're very, very difficult to remove from your body. In fact, they have what's called an estrogen stimulating process, which means the way the molecules are put together in pesticides will give the body interpreted as estrogen. So that's why there's a lot of fertility problems nowadays, because there's hormonal imbalances in most people because they have too much estrogen. Also, there's a growth hormone that they put in cattle that makes them grow more beef quicker and faster. It's all about how fast can you get the food out there. So a lot of the birth defects and fertility problems are caused by the processed foods we eat and what they put in there to make it bigger and faster and cheaper and so on and so forth. So it's a constant vigilant process that you need to just really, really take care of yourself. And really it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves. It's not the government. It's not the health insurance company. It's really us. And it's really for us to take control of that. And I know we live in a victim society, and that has to change. And other countries like Germany and Great Britain and France, they are socialized medicines. Canada also, socialized medicine. They really, really encourage natural medicine, herbs, nutrition, homeopathy, bioenergetic medicine, because they know the more you will take care of yourself, the less stress you're going to put on the system. They don't have to take care of you.
And I'm assuming the more vitality that you would gain by doing this will also help you deal with stress in a better fashion.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, when you have more energy, then you can think more clearly. You can spend more time with your family and friends. You have the necessary energy to get the things done you need to get done on a daily basis rather than grabbing that cup of coffee.
Right.
Instead of coffee, you can drink green tea. It does some half caffeine in it, but it has the natural antioxidant properties also. And basically, I was just speaking to someone the other day, and she was saying, you know, the rate of cancer is the highest it's ever been in years. And they don't know the answer. Well, the answer is, well, you know, processed foods and not taking care of ourselves. It's always about making the almighty dollar. And like I said, eating processed foods and not taking the time to take care of yourself, taking care of everybody else. We're being bombarded by microwaves and cell phones and radio towers. And when you get bombarded by those, it changes the cell. It causes the cell to duplicate incorrectly. We start out with one perfect cell. And if there's something in that environment in the cell, if it doesn't get enough oxygen or enough water or the right nutrients, that cell will not duplicate normally. It will have an abnormal component. And that abnormal component will duplicate itself to another abnormal component, and so on and so forth, and eventually develops into cancer. What fresh fruits and vegetables and high-fiber diet, and I don't think we take enough antioxidants. I really think that is the clue. The flaxseed oil, the alpha omegas, the fish, the fruits and vegetables, what helps do is reduce. It helps slow down, number one, the aging process, and helps slow down for those cells to multiply abnormally. Does that make sense?
It does. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm also doing some reading here on your website while I'm listening to you talking, and one thing that really strikes home is that when you're in a situation of being toxic in this fashion, you don't sleep well. Is that right?
Yes. Well, of course. If you, let's say you have irritable bowel, or if you have poor colon health, well, again, those toxins that should be leaving the body normally get back into the bloodstream and go to the brain. And the brain is usually, I don't want to say controlled, is the, let's just say the command center is usually consists of neurotransmitters. And one of the signs of imbalance in the neurotransmitters, what those are, oh, they could be amino acids. They're different, like serotonin and dopamine, and all those regulate sleep. Serotonin regulates memory, and there's various other ones. Tryptophan, they become imbalanced. So, of course, anytime there's an imbalance, it's going to affect, if the command center is out of balance, it's going to affect your metabolism, it's going to affect your ability to sleep, it's going to affect your ability to gain or lose weight. I mean, those are such important factors just to keep ourselves, and of course, stress causes hormonal imbalances too, so.
Right. Well, this is great information. I just want to tell our callers again, we're on the phone with Dr. Ursula Mack, a very experienced expert in homeopathy and in natural health and healing. And Dr. Mack has graciously given out some great information, as well as she has a free consult on the webinar and the webcast replay page for a free consult. And Dr. Mack, so when someone calls you and you get on the phone with them on this free consultation, what do you talk about? What's the process you go through?
Well, usually most people, when they call me, for example, I got a phone call today from a woman, and she wanted a nutritional consult. I don't do a lot of nutrition such as diet. I do mostly what's called clinical nutrition. And what that basically do is using nutrition to get the body to work properly. For example, if you're having a digestive problem, then we would work with enzymes or natural extracts from plants and organs to help those to function better. And in her case, her daughter was having a hormonal imbalance, and so she wanted me to talk to her about that. And it varies. Some people have problems sleeping. Some people have acne. Some people have stress in their life. They just know that something just isn't right, and they want me to figure out what it is.
And looking at your website, there's actually several people who you've treated that are very ecstatic about the process, that you've helped them out tremendously. So when you're working with someone at a distance, you're basically becoming their virtual natural physician, as it were. And
that's a good point there, Paul, that with the new technology nowadays, people do not have to come to my office. They actually can do with a virtual consultation where I would send them software and what's called a hand cradle, and they plug that into the side of their computer and download the software, and then just like through Makogo or through Webinar, what are some of the GoToMeeting, and there's several other ones that they can actually see what I'm doing on their computer. So the convenience is that they don't have to drive, they don't have to get the car and drive, they don't have to use gas, they don't have to buy an airplane ticket to come down and see me. It's like all the commercials now for going to college. They pretty much can have on their fuzzy slippers and still get a consultation done.
Well, that's amazing. Now, how does that process work? Now, let's go over that again. You actually send them a device that they plug in their computer, is that right?
Yes. There's software required for me to be able to connect to them and to the, it's called a hand cradle. It is shown a picture on my website. And what they do is they lay the hand on their hand cradle, and it bioenergetically scans their whole body. And just like people, this is just, I don't know if it's the right example, but it is an example where it would, just like you would be in a CAT or CAT scan machine, this scans your whole body and looks for imbalances such as pesticides, chemicals, hormonal imbalances, toxins, yeast, parasites, candida. I mean, there's thousands of things I look for. Within 20 minutes, the computer can tell me what is the underlying cause of their symptoms. and what I do through homeopathy and nutrition and herbs, I correct those conditions so they can lead a normal life.
Wow, that's fabulous. Again, for our callers, Dr. Mack actually has this on her website at the Southwest Florida Natural Healing Center at swfnaturalhealing.com in the biocommunication tab.
Thank you.
Click on the biocommunication tab on the left, you'll actually be able to go to that page and read all about this process. But this sounds very similar to some other instruments. Like, for example, there's a consumer instrument that's built in your weight scale in your bathroom. When you put your feet on there, it actually measures the electrical energy in your skin and tells you how much body fat you have or don't have.
That is, I think, a very simple. This is much more complex than that.
Yeah, this is much more advanced than that. But that's what, for the callers who aren't familiar or have a medical background, it's
right.
Something of that nature. It's measuring the energy and sensors that are plugged in your computer, and then Dr. Matt can read that and consult the appropriate therapy. So that's fantastic. And how long does that take? How long does the test take for them to?
Well, the actual scanning, and usually for me, it takes about 45 minutes. It depends. You know, the first time the body has its own intelligence where it knows what you need to take care of first, and that will show up in the high on a priority list. Through I can interpret that information when it comes up, and it doesn't mean that necessarily that's all that is going on at that time, but at this time that's what it prioritizes as being the most important thing. For example, let's say you come in with a headache, okay, chronic headaches. Well, even though you're coming in with headaches, the device would show me that you're having a digestion problem.
Right.
So, which does make sense. If you're having chronic headaches, well, apparently there's something in your digestive system where you may be having an allergy reaction or toxic reaction or something, and that's what's causing your headaches.
Right. And then the prescribed process of therapy, can you go into that a little bit about, from a virtual standpoint, now that you are a virtual physician, and are most of these natural remedies that you're going, in natural process you're going to refer, are they available in people's area where they might live?
Well, most of these items that I do give to them cannot be found in traditional health care, which is a very good question. And that's one of the major questions that I have from a lot of the clients is, well, why can't I just go into the health food store and get them? Well, certain things like nutritional products and vitamins and minerals, I would say. But the difference between what I offer clients and what they can get in the health food store is, number one, I know the owners of the businesses that I use the products from. And you have to be a licensed or qualified practitioner to be able to even give these to people. And a lot of these products do come from Europe, and their quality of standards are much higher than what we have here in the United States. And they get much better results. Usually Germany has the highest herbs because when they have the herb market, you know, they're usually the first ones, and they pick all the good stuff clean. And based on the cost, the other countries usually get the lower grade product, for example.
Right. So the process is, after you've done the test and read the results and typically make your diagnosis and then direct a therapy, these products are available in your clinic, or you direct them directly to a website to order those, or how does that process work?
Right now, I do not have that website set up yet, but it is a process. I'm in the process of putting e-commerce together. And most of them, I've made the point of having, they can have them directly shipped to their home.
Okay.
About a week. A lot of them come from all over the country, so it takes about a week to get to their home.
Right.
So that's one thing nice about the software is I can order it right there through the software and it can be directly be shipped to their home. The very convenient.
That's amazing. The virtual physician, Dr. Ursula Mack from the Southwest Florida Natural Healing Center, again, for all of our callers. We're about 47, 48 minutes after the hour.
I do not have any questions that are coming up here. So if you can think of any other questions that may be interesting to the audience, go ahead and ask them, Paul. And I do see clients here also in my home, if they happen to be local. I also have had clients fly from different states to come see.
And you're located on the west coast of Florida?
I am located, the largest city next to me is Fort Myers, Florida, which is about three quarters down on the west coast. So you're about 2.5 hours south of Tampa on the west coast.
Wow.
And I do get the results. Now, people have to realize, one of the questions you asked before, well, how long does it take to get better? Well, people have to realize there's a commitment involved. There is no magic pill. It's the combination of sometimes changing your mindset, for example, making yourself important enough to make the changes. You can't continue this chronic fatigue. For example, you can't continue to burn yourself out and not take the necessary rest and diet and exercise in order to get well, on top of the supplements, the herbs or the nutrition or the homeopathy. And otherwise, you're going to be well for a while and then get to the same situation. For example, at a client come to me some time ago, and she had come to see me for irritable bowel syndrome. I don't want to get into the details, but I did find there were some, she had parasites and candida and yeast and, numerous other allergies. And within, I would say, a month or so, she was back to normal. She wasn't about having irritable bowel is you get terrible cramping. And you're really afraid to go out and do anything because you never know where the nearest bathroom's going to be. And that's a very uncomfortable situation to live in.
Right.
So within a month or so, she was pretty much back to normal, and I hadn't heard from her for almost a year. Excuse me. So she came back to see me and sat in front of me knowing that 100% of all illnesses are caused from mindset or attitude. I asked her, okay, what is going on in your life? She goes, oh, my gosh, she's so stressed at work. They're putting more work on the teachers, and something's going on with my family. And so we addressed the underlying issues and got the mental part taken care of, and she promised to take better care of herself, and I gave her necessary homeopathy and nutrition, and she was fine. So, but other people come see me, and they find it's too much work.
Well, that's fabulous information to know. Fabulous information. So it's great to know that there are alternatives for people who other therapies don't respond. And it's also nice to know that there is of not only alternative therapies, but natural therapies, I think, is the bigger emphasis on the word. But I tell you what, Dr. Mack, I'm going to unmute the lines just to see if anybody on the call has any questions for you.
Is there anyone there that has a direct question they would like to ask me?
So I've unmuted the lines. If anybody's on the line and has a question for Dr. Mack, go ahead and let us know your name and where you're calling from. And if you need to unmute your phone, I believe it's *7. We'll unmute your phone if you've muted your phone or you have a mute button on your phone. And then we'll also check the webinar line to see if there are any questions coming in.
No, I don't have any questions coming in. I did have a friend say hello. I just don't have time to to listen, but that was very nice. Thank you very much. And I also wanted to mention also, one of the questions asked, I don't remember what it was, but again, getting well is a lifestyle. Just like a lot of the diet commercials, they say, forget diet. It's a lifestyle thing. And the interesting thing about once you get well, you can't believe that you allowed yourself to live that other way. Tired and fatigued and unhappy and stressed. And also John mentioned in the beginning that, I'm sorry, Paul mentioned in the beginning that a registered hypnotherapist. And I only use that when the person is not able to get in touch with what the underlying situation is. It just not come to the surface. And
right. And that's because as we live our life and go through our life, it happens gradually every day for years. And then when we wake up one day when we're 50 years old and we don't have any energy and we can't sleep and we're stressed out, you wonder, wow, what's wrong with me? Well, it's 20, 30 years of not taking care of yourself.
But I think there's been a paradigm shift that people have become more aware of what's going on. They see the changes because of all the media, of the TV and the radio shows, especially Oprah Winfrey, doctors who, and now there's like a doctor show on XM Radio with extra doctors from New York Medical Center addressing different issues, and people are becoming more aware of their health.
Yes, they are. But it's nice to know that now everybody on the call has an awareness contact. So once again, tell the callers where they can go to contact you and talk to you about this free consultation and turn their health around.
And I will definitely take advantage of this because it's at least $100 value to do that. And it also gives a chance for you to get to know me as a person and with anyone else. You do want to pick your practitioners like anything else. You do have to feel comfortable with them. They could be the most qualified person in the world, but if you sit in front of them and you just don't get warm, fuzzy feeling, then you know this practitioner is just not for you. And part of the healing process also is being able to work with a practitioner that you feel comfortable with. So I don't have any questions, and we don't have anybody on the line. So I'd like to thank all of you for listening, because this will be a replay. It will be on my blog and on my website, so you will have the opportunity to listen to it at a later time.
Well, Dr. Mack, it's been absolutely fabulous information, and it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight, and look forward to speaking with you soon on another call.
And Paul, I thank you very much for having me as your guest today. I had lots of fun, and it's always a pleasure to share this information.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mack. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Good night.